Good morning and welcome to Strictly Marketing Talk Radio. We are so glad that you were able to tune in this morning, and we have a fabulous show lined up for you today. Ken Jennings of Mr. Rekey is going to be joining us to talk about marketing. A few quick announcements. I want to make sure everyone has seen on our Facebook fan page that we are conducting a marketing contest this year. The marketing contest officially starts May 1st and runs for 90 days. And your participation in the contest, you know, for your business, we have put together a fabulous prize package that is valued at $10,000. Different products and services to help you market your business. And all you need to participate is fill out our entry form on our website and participate over a 90-day time period marketing your business online, in person, and in the media, and track your results. We have a fabulous judges panel that is ready to pick one lucky winner that can take advantage of all sorts of fabulous prizes. One of those include a feature interview and cover story on our November-December issue of Strictly Marketing magazine, along with a full-page ad in the January-February issue as well. So please be sure to participate, and if you know anyone within the continental U.S. that would like to participate or needs to participate, feel free to send them to the website, and you can just click on the website link below, and it'll take you directly to our marketing contest page. And today's guest is Ken Jennings. Ken is the CEO and founder of Mr. Rekey Locksmith, and his vision is to provide reliable locksmith services at a straightforward price and focus on rekeying rather than replacing locks. Ken has a wonderful story of how he started his business, and I'm going to let him tell everyone about that. And Ken, I'd like to welcome you to the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Wonderful. Well, you know, for our listeners that are not familiar with Mr. Rekey or have not had an opportunity to read the January-February issue where you were on the cover, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of tell everybody, you know, how you got started in your business.
Well, the short story is that as a favor to a guy, a locksmith who attended one of my marketing classes, I sat down with him and wrote a marketing plan out that I thought would be great for him. Sadly, or unfortunately, he decided not to really follow through on that marketing plan. And yet I saw it as an entrepreneur. I saw it as a great plan. I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. And so I did it. I executed it. And now we're the nation's largest residential locksmith company. And it was all about marketing. That's how we got at it.
Absolutely. And it just goes to show how important marketing really is to your business, especially in the beginning. You know, that's kind of where, you know, you looked at doing this, you were formulating a marketing plan for this gentleman.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, a lot of people think of themselves as, he saw himself as being in the locksmith business. But what really, he was in the marketing business and he happened to do locksmithing, but he didn't see it that way. And I came at it from a marketing standpoint, and that's the way I see it. We're in the marketing business. We happen to market a great service, locksmithing. Now, we're good at it. We got really, really good at it. But the marketing is the heartbeat of the company, absolutely.
Now, you are very conscientious of your company's marketing efforts, so that's, you know, very obvious, just from talking to you, but seeing, you know, just the different things that you all are doing. What do you find are some common errors that you see business owners make with their marketing efforts?
Well, I think the biggest one that I see is that they'll have these nice-looking ads, high-dollar ads, and I see them on billboards, I see them in magazines, I see them in their handout materials. I see these marketing pieces everywhere, but they're not really clear as to what they're trying to sell or what they want the client to do or the customer to do, or they see it from their point of view and not the client's point of view. So it's a real muddled message, and I think that's the number one mistake that I see a lot of companies do. So, and I know it sounds a little cliche, but again, they're just not clear about their brand message. They're not clear about their brand image. They're not really clear about what they're selling. Like, for instance, you know, I see these mattress companies. They've come a long way. They realize now they're not just selling beds. They're selling sleep. And they're not just, some are not just selling sleep. They're selling healthy sleep. So you've got to be really clear about what you're selling. In locksmithing, we're selling peace of mind. So that's what our message has to be about. And I think another big thing I see, probably the second to that, would be not really focusing on their durable competitive advantage or not identifying that, because otherwise they're like everyone else. And it's the same thing in my trade. If we didn't do something different, we'd be like every other locksmith. How are we going to stand out? I think the third thing is really marketing pieces that are just too wordy. It's just too crammed with all this information that nobody really is going to care about. It just muddles the mind as to how do we go from point A to point C or point Z. If that's what you want your piece to do, you've got to be very clear about just taking it from one point to the next without all of that mess. So my saying is, and I share this with everyone, my saying is you got 1 second to earn 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds to earn 1 minute. You got 1 minute to earn 10 minutes, and you got 10 minutes to make a full sale. So you got 1 second. They're going to look at this piece. Why do you want to try to cram too much in it? And those are, I think, the biggest mistakes I see personally.
And I would definitely agree with you. I think, you know, in our efforts to really simplify our message, when our message really doesn't need to be that complicated, you know, we have a tendency to make it complicated by giving too much information, or, like you said, making the ad too wordy, or just giving too much information up front.
I agree 100%. If you just start looking around, that's what you're going to see. And so I have this little test that I do where I once we put a piece together, we find a total stranger, so to speak, and we hold it up to them for 1 second and take it away. And then we ask them, what was this about? And if they can give us some intelligent answer, we knew we're on the right track. If they can't, then clearly we got to rework the ad. That's what we do.
And that's a good testing. I'll have to implement that myself. That's a good way to test things out. So I'm glad you shared that with everyone. Now, when you were first starting out, what are some of the mistakes that you did in the beginning, you know, with your marketing efforts that you'd like to see other people avoid, if at all possible?
Well, first of all, I made all the mistakes that you could make. So I'm the king of mistakes on marketing, but that's how you learn, right?
Right.
So, I think one of the common mistakes that I made in the beginning is I saw things from my point of view. What was the message I wanted to push out to the customer that I wanted the customer to go, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, that makes sense for me? And what I really needed to do is flip the message around and find out what was the message my clients wanted to hear and start from that point and work backwards. So I didn't take time to really interview the people I wanted to sell to in the beginning and find out what was important to them. And I think if I had spent more time on that, I would have cut my learning curve down dramatically and recrafted my message to focus on what was important to them. What did they want to hear versus what did I want to tell? That's probably my biggest mistake in the beginning among all the others.
And I would agree. I think a lot of people, you know, they start out, and I've been guilty of it too. You know, you have a certain viewpoint that, you know, where you want to go, and really just kind of listening to the marketplace. And I think you're right. I think there's a learning curve. It takes a while to kind of get into that mindset and really be able to work with that. I think that's a challenge for people.
I think another big mistake that I'll just share with you, looking back, in history, where I've made my biggest blunders, was I also failed to see the importance of branding. Yeah, I had a logo, I had certain things, and those things I felt were enough, but it really wasn't. You've got to really be clear about your brand experience, and that's where I lack, and conveying that brand experience, you know, clarifying it and conveying it to my audience. And that was probably the second most hurtful mistake I made in the beginning.
And, you know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. We have had a few shows already just on branding alone. It's such a hot, hot topic right now, and it seems to be in the air. There's a lot of people talking about it. And I think a lot of business owners that really want to make sure from the get-go that they are projecting what they need to project, you know, with their brand, making sure that they're sending the right message across. So that's interesting that, you know, you kind of had that same issue. Now, if you were starting a brand new business, Ken, you know, just from the ground up, how would you tackle your marketing?
Well, now when I think about our marketing, or better yet, when I coach anyone else on their marketing or help them to develop a marketing plan, I always start out by trying to create an avatar of who their customer really is. Really focus on one type of customer and what does that customer look like? You know, are they right brain? Are they left brain? Are they front brain? Are they back brain? And then try to create my message for one of those four quadrants to market to them. And I always start off with that, with the avatar first. Because if you're not clear of who you're trying to sell to, and like they say, if you try to sell to everyone, you sell to no one, right? So I want to be really clear who I'm selling to. So I start out with that. And then next, I try to figure out how am I going to get in front of this person, or as I call it, how do I get upriver, upstream from them, so that my marketing message, when the time is right, flows straight into their consciousness. I just want to be upstream from them. So when they make a certain decision, where do they go? When they start looking for something, am I the first one there at that moment? So that would be probably number two, is to put them in, once you figure the avatar out, it's easy to figure out how to get upstream from them, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next is, what's going to be the offer that's going to get them to respond? So once I create the avatar, then it's easy to get into what we mentioned before about crafting the message to that particular mindset or that particular type of client, and then focus on the offer that's going to get them to do something. So those are the top three things that I work with.
And that's excellent advice, definitely. And I think everybody can learn, something from that, even, current business owners, not just the new ones. And what do you find are the top three tasks that business owners should do every month, to help accelerate their marketing?
Well, there's obviously a lot of things to do, but I always try to look at my marketing in the three questions. Is this going to bring me more clients? Is it going to bring me the same clients more often? And am I going to be able to market at higher ticket, right? So you do want to market to new customers. Obviously, you want to get new customers all the time, but that costs a lot. That's a lot of effort there. So what is my message now to my existing clients? How am I going to get them to continue using me more often? Are they going to be able to bring other people to me? So that's part. And then what other things can I offer them? Sometimes when you are working on what other things can I offer my existing clients at that time, you also figure out some things that you can throw into your sales funnel, that you can throw into your marketing funnel up front to draw people to you. So those are the three top areas that I look at every day. How are we going to get more and more customers, more and more often, higher tickets? And I just use that as my filter to constantly think of the next idea that we need, if that helps.
Those are some excellent points there, definitely. And I think everyone could benefit from, putting together some type of schedule each month to make sure that they're doing that, whether it's every day or every week, doing something to accelerate those marketing efforts. And Ken, I wanted to ask you too, what's coming up? What's coming up for Mr. Reiki? Is there any announcements that you'd like to share with everyone? Anything new going on?
Well, we're excited. We're about to open up Chicago and L.A. Those are two major cities that we haven't hit yet, although we're the major cities across the states. We just haven't opened those two. So we're going to open those two in the next 60 days. Very excited about that. And we started really looking for now investors and partners or franchisees to work with us in opening the final 40 cities that we want to get into. So that's really where our focus is right now. We just want to firmly establish ourselves as a national brand, and we keep, how can we take it one step further? How can we keep going further than we were today? So that's the big thing for us, just adding the next 40 cities.
Well, that is very exciting news, and congratulations on Chicago and LA. That's very exciting and so happy for you. We're so glad that you were able to join us today, Ken, and I really appreciate all the valuable content that you have shared with our listeners today.
Well, great. I enjoyed being here, and feel free to call on me anytime.
Absolutely. And you can learn more about Ken Jennings and Mr. Riki. Just visit the link that we have down below underneath the show page, and that'll take you directly to their website. And as always, we are so glad you were able to join us today, and we are wishing you continued success.